health report, your next prostate exam could be done by an AI-generated robotic finger. Researchers are developing this. They are working on a flexible finger-like probe with sensors on the end that could be used to detect the enlarged prostate or abnormal lumps in place of the doctor, and they think it could be more accurate than the
doctor. More accurate than a human finger.
So they
say. The sense of touch, one of our five basics.
It's called BSF, Bio-Inspired Soft Finger, and it bends like a normal finger, but it would not have a human attached to it. It would just be a finger that could go up, and the doctor...
When will people use this for pleasure rather than simply medicine?
Where, as soon as... 6 months after it's introduced, it'll be stolen from a doctor's office, and we'll find it. It got stuck in someone.
Yeah, Kelly will read some subreddit about it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you got to try this finger.
Yeah.
It also...
It can bend in ways the human finger cannot.
Apparently.
It's a two-sided knuckle.
It's quite bendable.
Ooh, that tickles.
Yes, it can do more than a human finger and can find much more during your prostate event. It can also, if it's on your wrist, it can measure your pulse as well. It's just placed on the wrist and do a more accurate pulse count.
Hopefully it's cleaned itself.
I hope so.
Before taking my...
So.
Yes, how does it wash? Yeah. Does it wear a glove?
I would think you'd have to slip a glove over it, don't you think?
You'd have to.
Because then the next guy comes in, you know.
Yeah.
It's already been up here.
All right, next.
Awful. And then, also, you know, Chris Tim points out that when he has a prostate exam done, the doctor says, as he leaves, I'll give you some privacy. Even though his finger's just been all the way up his butt. It's like, why now? Why?
Yeah, I think I told you about it. My previous doctor retired. Mm-hmm. Great guy. And I think, Kelly, you knew him, too.
Oh, I did. Yeah.
And a fantastic doctor.
Yes.
But he retired, like many do. It's, I don't know if it takes it out of you. Mm-hmm. And so my new current physician is a younger woman. Mm-hmm. And I had an appointment with her July, I think, a couple months back. And this is for my physical. So I kind of... You know, cleaned up.
Yeah.
I wanted it to be special because it was our first time.
Yeah, first time.
And she sat there and I thought, well, you know, we went through all the talking.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got up on the table and she hit my knee with the mallet.
Here we go.
And I figured, all right.
Let's do it.
Time to drop the shorts. And she said, all right, we're going to just do the old blood test for the prostate. And I'm like,
yeah. They do it less. I didn't do it last time. Same.
Yeah, there's no more. There's fewer fingers.
Now, I'm going in a month for my physical. I'm really... nervous about this one.
Why?
Because a year ago when I went, I was in better shape than I'd been in years, and I thought, I'm really going to impress the new guy. And he's new also. It was my first time with him, and I thought, I'm just going to really show off.
Yeah, wait till he sees this.
Wait till he sees this. And all he had to say when it was done was, you've got high blood pressure. And
oh, yeah, that's right.
What? And he goes, yeah, that's right. You got high. He goes, I want you to go to a CVS or whatever and buy one of those home.
That's right. Your home sleeve.
So I did the home sleeve and I got it down. I got the blood pressure down, but now I'm real nervous.
Did you take meds or did you just stop yelling at Biggie as much?
I tried to stop yelling at Biggie as much.
That's the key.
And your kids.
My kids. And I just accepted the fact that children ruin everything and Biggie is never going to do exactly what I want him to do. So I just accepted that fact. That's just all there is to it.
How would you rate your rage at work?
I'd say strong to very strong. And so I'm trying to get that rage down, you know, while Biggie shops online. I just look in there and
watch
him
shop. When's
the last
time you took your blood pressure?
Probably 6 months ago. Now, I did it for a while.
I recall.
And it got knocked down to where it was in the normal range. But this time around, I am concerned because I just want to be, you know, I want it to be special for him. And it's our second date now.
Mm-hmm.
And last time, same as you, he didn't do the finger check.
The digital check.
And I said as he was walking out the door, I said, well, is that it? Are you not? He goes, well, were you expecting something more?
Well, the lube is just sitting right there. It always is.
It's right there. I mean, you know.
It's always right there on the sink.
If you want to do this, you know, we can dance.
Your ass is too tight for polyps. The way you, I can tell.
And I said, is that all I'm getting? I was hoping there'd be a little bit more to this. Mm-hmm. And he said, no, we'll send, just go to your portal. I said, oh, is that how you are? Just a quick 5 minutes in a portal. Uh-huh. Oh, and oh, you got
I'll call you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. I want a little bit something more. Yeah. You know, it was just so clinical. It was so clinical. And now with this robotic finger, I don't know, we'll ever have the intimacy, if mm-hmm. you will, you know, in the doctor's office. So the robotic finger can, again, go up. They also think the technology can be used to find lumps in breast tissue. So
do you think women want a digital finger?
A digital finger poking them? Will I mean, be poking at
I mean,
them.
I mean, look, see. I don't own breasts, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. Many women have said that the mammogram, vitally important.
100%.
But a little uncomfortable. Mm-hmm.
They said that after the mammogram, this technology could be used to cup and feel breasts.
Hey, hey.
And say,
what's good? Is a sweet talk you a little before?
Yeah.
With a robotic voice?
Yeah. So it'll take your pulse.
Are you working out?
Okay.
You've lost weight.
That's how.
I like your hair like this.
Give me a smile.
All right, drop them.
It'll be used to tell you to clean up. Yeah. I'll just give you some I'll give you some privacy.
Take off your bra.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. So after the mammogram, you would have them feel your breasts at the same time. So it can do all those things.
Do you think in 100 years, because, you know, when humans go to the doctors, men and women, you know, the males have the prostate check, the females have the gyno check.
Yeah.
Do you think that will be replaced by a machine?
I do. I think
so much of that is literally hands on.
I know. Mm-hmm. I do because I think machines, it's kind of like how you feel about self-driving cars. As good as a doctor might be, he can make a mistake. The machine would be like so, in 100 years, so advanced that I bet you it can tell you a lot more than the
I see your point. Mm. But my embrace of the self-driving cars because people on the road can't do it.
But I think
doctors can do it.
They can, but they make mistakes. I mean, there's a lot of medical malpractice suits, and there's a lot of, they missed it. They missed something, you know. The machine will be better than the doctor. I think. I do. I mean, machines are just, I mean, look at our industry. You just said, we have said many times.
Yeah, look at ours. Look at our tech.
Okay. Well, when you hear a commercial, you're always saying, is that real or is that AI? But I don't know. It's good enough now that you almost can't tell. In 100 years? I mean,
we're surrounded by glitches too on a daily basis. Absolutely. Gates don't work. I can't type my password into my computer.
Then why are you so interested in the car if it glitches?
Because human drivers are shite. That's why.
But if there's a glitch in the car, then that's a wreck. You know, if it goes through a red light, you've got a wreck. You think the drivers make fewer glitches?
Far outnumber failures way will outnumber the
and
machines.
And you think the doctor will be as good as the machinery?
Yeah.
I don't. I don't because I think the machine in 100 years a finger up your butt mechanically I think will be so advanced that it'll be better than the doctor. But I mean the doctor only makes a mistake 1 out of 1,000 times. So, you know. But this thing's going that direction, you know. We asked someone recently in the industry of AI, how concerned should I be about AI? And he said petrified. That really made me feel good.
Talk.
Yeah, yeah. Remember he told me that? He's like, you should be absolutely petrified about AI. Americans don't trust AI yet, though. I just read that survey, too. We don't.
No.
Not yet. 100 years from now, could be a different story.